country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Oh, we're here, folks.
We make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
Thank you for joining the Trump Phenomenon this evening, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, our accustomed time. And here we are on April 17th, 2024. James Kelso here. And this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Another amazing day, which we can relate and we can touch upon and only scratch the surface. My first impression today is yet again, here he is, indefatigable energy, Donald Trump. They cannot deter this man. They can't slow him down. He is relentless. And he is... What is his secret power? It's incredible. How many hours of sleep does he get? How does he recharge his batteries? Does he eat the breakfast of champions? What is his secret? Or does he, like me, skip breakfast? My latest fad for me, and I think this fad may last permanently. I'm really liking Dr. Ken Berry and the carnivore diet. I've been doing it for almost a month, and it's a subset of the keto diet, and I am having very, very good results with it. I like it. I'll update you now and then on how it's going. But anyway, get off of that. Who cares much about Kelso's diet? All right, let's talk about. But for Donald Trump, I'll tell you what he could. I would very much be happy to learn that Donald Trump is doing something. He is working out in some way, changed his eating. And this was reported by a doctor who recently examined him, who found him to be fit as a fiddle. And you can see it. It's in his face, in his demeanor, his carriage. He is charging. All right. So let's look at what kind of charging he did today. Of course, part of that is he's hosting up a storm. His most recent post is 50 minutes ago. And where does he come up with this? He meets the president of Poland, Andrzej Duda, in New York City. Now, what he's doing with this creep, Judge Juan Manuel, a stupid last name, I have to work on remembering it. Anyway, Juan Manuel, stupid last name, he is, you know, he's gagged the president multiple times. He's ordered him to remain in the courtroom. All of this unconstitutional, all of it illegal, all of it immoral, all of it un-American, anti-American, all of it communist. And the president just, he rolls with the punch. And he comes back with a counterpunch. All right, you're going to make me stay in New York City? I'll have events in New York City. I will appear at the bodega at 139th Street and Broadway and have one of the most memorable events, an incredible event, an unforgettable event. Now, the way the left is going to handle this, it was, you know, an event for the ages, but the left's treatment of such things is to memory hole them. That sound you heard? That's the event going down the memory hole. And if nobody saw it, guess what? This is their principle of hiding the truth, of changing reality. If you didn't see it, it didn't happen. And they can make you, not you, you are too astute, you audience here listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, you're able to find these cracks in the blockade, the news blockade, and get little glimpses of the truth. But so they'll try to make that amazing appearance at the bodega disappear. And but not, so today he does it again. He meets the, how does he pull this off? The president of Poland, Andrzej Duda, D-U-D-A, and Andrzej is A-N-D-R-Z-E-J. So here it is. I'll play this for you. This is the president meeting him. He's in an area where there's a lot of gold. And, you know, that makes me think it must be in a Trump building. And there's a lot of marble, beautiful marble on the floor, also making me think this is a Trump piece of real estate. But here's Andrzej Duda coming through the door with President Trump. And then there's a swarm of newsmen. And the president, briefly, I hope you can hear it. I'll turn the volume up. He says, you know, welcome to President Duda, my friend, President Duda of Poland. And then he ends with, we may have to do this again. We were good friends for 4 years, and we may do this again.
Hello, everybody. You know, this gentleman is doing a fantastic job. The people of Poland love him. They really do. I really love you. And that's not an easy thing to accomplish, but he's done a fantastic job, and he's my friend. And we had four great years together. Four great years. So that's true. We may have to do it again. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay, so I hope you could hear some of that. We had four great years together. We may have to do it again. And so that's Andrzej Duda. And, of course, that got a lot, you know, there are a lot of Polish Americans. Try as they may to memory hole that, they're going to notice the president of Poland met with Donald Trump. Oh, you mean the criminal Donald Trump. You mean the reprobate Donald Trump. You mean nut, the kook, the extremist, the terrorist, the insurrectionist, that Donald Trump. Wait a minute. Why would the sitting president of Poland meet with Donald Trump, the insurrectionist? Could it be that President Andrzej Duda of Poland recognizes bullshit when he sees it? I think that might be it. He's meeting with the most important man in the world. Of course, he's not an insurrectionist. He's not a criminal. But he has to be in criminal court in New York City. According to the piss-ant judge, still can't remember his stupid name. I remember Juan. Now I'm even forgetting his middle name. Juan. Okay. Now I've just got his first name. Juan. it'll come to me. All right. We'll see it in a news story here. I mean, then this is the truth about all of these people like Letitia James. That took me a long time to get Letitia Peekaboo James's name down. And it took a while to get Big Fanny Willis to remember her name. I mean, these are truly piss ant people. These are nobodies. I mean, if you're looking for criminals, there they are. These are people who are on the take, who are corrupt, who are hate America, who are vile people. All of these little people that are throwing themselves in the path of Donald Trump. That's the story. These are very forgettable people. All right, let's do another Donald Trump story here. Let me go over here to my one of my message boards. Bring that up. This is the chat board where I see folks coming in. Very good. I'm watching that right now with our engineer, Mike. Type a message to the engineer. Let's go with, here's some glad tidings to start the show. Okay, I said indefatigable, did I not? I said he's irrepressible. He's unstoppable. He's a phenomenon. That's it. That's what he is. He's going to be appearing on April 20th. Is that a Saturday? Let's go look. Saturday. So I guess I just got the middle name, Manuel. Juan Manuel. And I looked him up yesterday. He's from Colombia. His family brought him to America when he was 6 years old. So maybe the idea, the Americanist idea hasn't entered his head yet. Maybe he's still stuck in the mentality of the Colombian cartels and gangsters that run that country. Maybe that's his idea of what a country is, gangsters. This is Saturday. Where? You lucky people in anywhere within 100 miles of Wilmington, North Carolina. Yes, I hear the cheer going up out there, all you people. Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, there are a lot of people that live within 100 miles of Wilmington, North Carolina, and 100-mile drive. Drive there at 50 miles an hour. It's a two-hour drive. Two-hour drive to get to Wilmington to see Donald Trump. Where is he going to be? He's going to be at the Aero Center, which will be at, I guess, probably the main or a Wilmington airport. And the tip-off here that I know it's a hangar is the address is 1830 Flight Line Road. That means for sure it's right off the runway. Right off the flight line. And doors open at 3 p.m. The event, Donald Trump speaks at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So we don't have a show that day, but we will cover it the ensuing Monday. Now, we talked yesterday. We got to speak all too briefly with one of our listeners in Pennsylvania. It was... our listener in Pennsylvania. And he was there in, was it Shanksville or Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania. And he said there were 25,000 people there. Now, Schnecksville is a town, or Schneckville, is a town of that none of us have ever heard of prior to this. I think it's a population of under 2,000, but there were 25,000 people there. Wow. So that leads me to believe Wilmington on Saturday will be even more crowded. Wow. So let's cross our fingers for good weather, good roads for all of you tens of thousands of people who want to see Donald Trump in Wilmington. All right, so now let's go back to what the president put up for us today. Now, today, Wednesday, apparently is the day that judge, using the term loosely, judge, and then any second I'm going to remember his name. Well, what can I use as a mnemonic for this guy? Juan Manuel, and I think the accent belongs on the last syllable as a Colombian name. Okay, it'll come to me. We'll just go with Juan Manuel for now. He takes Wednesday off and to do other things. So when I think, is he letting Donald Trump like leave the vicinity of the courthouse on Wednesdays? Is he being like really, really patriotic there, Juan Manuel? Anyway, so the president apparently has his Wednesdays to, and he has his Saturday and his Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, oh no, he's no freedom. And of course, that's completely unconstitutional, illegal, immoral, un-American, and communist. You can't order. The president of the United States, this nobody with no distinction, a communist judge, is ordering around the greatest president we've ever had. What's wrong with that picture? And of course, what this implies for the future is that how many judges are there? And how corrupt? How many corrupt judges are there in the United States? That's right, quite a few. And what this means is that any corrupt judge can pair up with any corrupt district attorney like this guy. His name is also forgettable. What is his name? The New York DA. And those two together can indict. And then launch a case anywhere in the United States. How about Alaska? How about making the president show up in, well, there are too many patriots in Alaska, so that won't work. You got to find some kind of a more rotten area. But find any rotten area. Maybe make the president show up in Seattle. How about that? File a case in Seattle. Or a case in, you know, some liberal hotbed. And then the president has to show up there. And then if you want to go one better, file a whole bunch of cases with a whole bunch of corrupt judges and rotten DAs financed by George Soros. Oh, that's exactly what they did, isn't it? So you just make him nonstop, kind of a Gatling gun style. You're in court in New York. Now you're in court in Atlanta. Now you're in court in Miami. Now you're in court in Washington District of Criminals. Where's the West Coast thing? Come on, can't you get him into court in downtown Los Angeles? What's wrong with you guys? Well, I mean, San Francisco, that would be even better. And you could have Nancy Pelosi in the audience. So they got to work on that. They got to get the president to take that magnificent Trump 1 jet and add some more hours in the air, add some more danger and stress to the president, make him fly out to San Francisco. All right, so here we have, the president says, join me this Saturday, April 20th in Wilmington, North Carolina. All right, here's something the president put up. And here's a clip from Judge Jeanine Pirro, who we all love, and she is on her show, or she's the co-host of The Five on Fox. Here's what she says. And, of course, she is a judge. So this really is right up her tree.
But here's the issue. The case should never have been brought. The truth is that there are people, criminals, defendants in jail on violent crimes long before this indictment was brought against Donald Trump, whose case should have been prioritized as opposed to their reaching out and pulling out the most recent case with a defendant who's not charged with a violent crime, who is not in jail, and they're saying, let's try this first. Why? It's political. It's all political.
We can go to a break, Mike. Yeah, we'll do a break right now. Come on back. We'll see you in a moment.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Let us return to one of our favorites, Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, talking about the, Merchan. It came back to me, Merchan. There it is, Juan Manuel Merchan. Let me write it down here because I'm not quite ready yet to remember this nobody. He's done a wonderful job of making America his home. Such an asset to the greatness of America. Here we go. Let's go back to Judge Jeanine.
But here's the issue. The case should never have been brought. The truth is that there are people, criminals, defendants in jail on violent crimes long before this indictment was brought against Donald Trump, whose case should have been prioritized, as opposed to their reaching out and pulling out the most recent case with a defendant who's not charged with a violent crime, who is not in jail, and they're saying, let's try this first. Why? It's political. It's all political. But here's the...
Okay. All right. That was Of course, Judge Jeanine has that one right. It's, you know, and the beautiful thing is the public is in large numbers. The American people are figuring it out, and they don't like it. So, and the president is hanging in there. So here it is, another event today in New York City with the president of Poland. And you remember recently he met with, who did he meet with? He met with the president of Hungary, Viktor Orban, who didn't want to meet with Joe Biden. The head of state of Hungary came to see Donald Trump. So did the head of state of Poland. I'm loving it. Okay, here's another comment today from President Trump. Let's see what there is a whole bunch here. Let me go up. We always have to cherry pick on this show. There's so much. Okay, so this is the president talking today, giving a very serious and a more in-depth message. So we'll listen for a couple minutes to his message on Joe Biden, who we know is owned by the Chinese Communist Party, along with his son and Jill Biden and James Biden, all four of them owned by the Communist Party of Red China. Isn't that dandy? The president of the United States is an operative, an agent, a tool, a puppet of Xi Jinping. Isn't that peachy? Here he comes.
Joe Biden claims to support American manufacturing, but in reality, he's pushing the same pro-China globalist agenda that ripped the industrial heart out of our country. It ripped us apart. Biden and the globalists support raising taxes on American production. They support more crippling regulations killing American jobs. They support skyrocketing domestic energy costs. And they support massive anti-American multinational agreements that send our wealth and factories overseas. Very simply, the Biden agenda taxes America to build up China. China is the big beneficiary. We cannot let that happen. And just a couple of years ago, it wasn't happening. China paid to the United States hundreds of billions of dollars, and no other president got 10 cents, legitimately 10 cents from China. My agenda will tax China to build up America. The heart of my vision is a sweeping pro-American overhaul of our tax and trade policy to move from the Biden system that punishes domestic producers and rewards outsourcers to a system that rewards domestic production and taxes foreign companies and those who export American jobs. They will be rewarded and rewarded greatly, and our country will benefit. To achieve this goal, we will phase in a system of universal baseline tariffs on most foreign products. On top of this, higher tariffs will increase incrementally depending on how much individual foreign countries devalue their currency.
Okay, now, folks, this is a guy that's being harassed in the New York judicial sewer, and he's getting down to brass tacks. What a mind. Men started crying. We'll be right back.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Xtendivite.com. That's Xtendivite.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And we're back, folks. We're listening to Donald Trump talking about, and I said he's gotten down to brass tacks. And this is amazing. He's standing in this picture. He's standing in front of a landscape with American flags bookending the picture. And I don't know, there are certain pictures that appear often in his videos that he makes for us. One has a beautiful thoroughbred horse, a racing horse. And then another one has a naval battle. And I can't see which of them this one is. But I'm wondering to myself, how did the president get from New York City yesterday and the bodega to back home to make this video for us? I mean, this is amazing how he can, his mobility. All right, so let's go back. Here he is. I don't know how he does it.
They devalue their currency to take advantage of the United States, and they subsidize their industries or otherwise engage in trade cheating and abuse. And they do it now like never before. And we had it largely stopped, and it was going to be stopped completely within less than a year. As tariffs on foreign producers go up, taxes on American producers will go down, and go down very substantially. And that means a lot of jobs coming in. Not only will this system end our gaping trade deficits, and they are massive right now, and bring back millions of American jobs, it will also bring trillions and trillions of dollars pouring into the United States Treasury from foreign countries and allow us to invest that money in American workers, American families, and American communities. This plan will be the linchpin of a new strategic national manufacturing initiative that builds on my historic success in ending NAFTA, which was a tremendous thing, a tremendous achievement. Nobody thought it could be done. And we did USMCA, US, Mexico, Canada, and it was an incredible thing. But we're also going to end other unfair trade deals, and we'll end them quickly. In addition, as a matter of both economic and national security, I will implement a bold series of reforms to completely eliminate dependence on China in all critical areas. We will revoke China's most favored nation trade status.
Oh, did you hear what you just heard, folks? Oh, let me play it for you again. These, you know, goes by quickly. You might think, oh, this is just another. No, it's not just another idea. This is, trust me, somebody, when this was broadcast, somebody made an emergency alert memo to Xi Jinping. And if he was asleep at the time, they had to think about, well, should we wake him up? Because this is a wake up for Xi Jinping. Let's listen to it again. I'm just going to place it approximately.
Implement a bold series of reforms to completely eliminate dependence on China in all critical areas. We will revoke China's most favored nation trade status.
Boom. Boom. Ha ho ho. Yes. Go boldly where no man has ever gone before. Revoke China's most favored nation trade status, which I believe was granted, correct me if I'm wrong, audience, I think it was given to them by Bill Dirtbag Clinton. Unbelievable. This is so beautiful. Because, you see, that enabled, that most favored nation trade status, you know, and the president pointed out earlier, you heard him say it, no prior president imposed even 10 cents of tariff on communist China. Not even one thin dime. Nothing. What's wrong with these people? Democrat or Republican, uniparty. No tariffs on China. Now, Ronald Reagan may be not condemnable on this in this regard, because I think during Reagan's presidency, I think trade with China was still illegal. So putting a tariff on trade that isn't happening is not an indictment of Ronald Reagan. When was it? What was the year in which trade with communist China was opened up? I think Bill Clinton and the most favored nation status were the keys. So I'm fuzzy on my years, but that's when the doom, the death. I mean, there are a couple daggers through the heart of America. One, of course, is open borders and immigration. That is fatal. Another is building up Red China and tearing down America. That's fatal. Where did China? Listen, you younger people listening to my voice, you younger people, you don't remember when China was nothing. China was not an economic power. We didn't have Chinese goods on every shelf in every store, wall to wall. You can go into a big box store and start turning items over, and you could spend a better part of an hour before you find something made in the USA. China, 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 China. And then maybe mixed up with a Hecho en Mexico, Hecho en Mexico. But those Hecho en Mexico companies, a lot of them are owned by China. And China is like making cars, for instance, in Mexico, but it's Chinese ownership. When did that happen? You younger people, you never experienced when you will go into a Sears, or you go into a Kmart, or you go into a Penny's, and everything's made in America. Not everything, of course. And you don't want that. Something that's really outstanding that we need, that's better built and a better price from abroad. All right, we'll buy it for our benefit. But in Sears, the tools were made in America. The clothes were made in America. The shoes were made in America. They're made in North Carolina. But Sears is gone now. Penny's is gone. Kmart is gone. Destroyed. It's all coming in from China now. And what Donald Trump just said is, now, look, this can be fixed. We don't have to buy the Chinese disease, the Chinese syndrome, is this sick relationship where America, which is still the repository of great wealth built up by our ancestors, trillions of dollars of value, of wealth, of achievement built up by our ancestors, our forebears, and left to us. We still have the wealth. And this whole process has been one of transferring it to Red China, transferring our jobs, our factories, our technology, everything to Red China. And then, but here's the other part of the equation. Then we buy this stuff shipped back to us, and we send our money to Red China, to Xi Jinping, to the Communist Party of China. And that's our undoing. That's where, I'm telling you, when I was a boy, China was not a power. China did not have a great military. China did not have great technology. China did not have great manufacturing. China was not even able to feed itself. It was a communist failure, a horrible communist failure, with squalor and slavery. They had nothing going. And then, now, you go into the Chinese cities, skyscrapers as far as the eye can see, built with your money. And they still have the slave labor. The wages have gone up a little bit, just enough to keep the Chinese from rebelling, just to keep them from throwing off their communist overlords, the fine Chinese people who are the most oppressed by the Chinese Communist Party, even more oppressed than we are right now. All right, let's go back to listen to the president. This is amazing. I'm going to revoke China's most favored nation status. Please, please tell me that the president can do that unilaterally. Please tell me. And watch the demon rat communist bastards, watch them pass legislation with the help of Mike Worm Johnson to box in the president's powers to negotiate, to conduct treaties, to conclude treaties. Watch them box in Donald Trump so that they take away from him the power to do what he just told you he was going to do. Revoke China's most favored nation's trade status, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mike Johnson. Boy, they're not going to let that happen. Mike Johnson's more dangerous than Chuck U. Schumer right now. At least most people recognize that Chuck U. Schumer is a red. And a lot of people are probably still looking at beautiful family pictures of Mike Johnson walking through the meadow with his, I did it today. I looked at his family pictures of his two beautiful daughters and his two beautiful sons. I didn't see his wife in there, but she's probably, the kids are beautiful. The wife's probably beautiful. Oh, he's such a winner, Mike Johnson. Such a wholesome American. Yeah, my ass. He's more dangerous than Chuck U. Schumer or Nancy Pelosi because he's inside the tent. He's inside the fort. He's a rat.
and adopt a four-year plan to phase out all Chinese imports of essential goods, everything from electronics to steel to pharmaceuticals. This will include strong protections to ensure China cannot circumvent restrictions by passing goods through conduit countries.
Mexico.
Countries that don't make a product, but all of a sudden they're selling a lot of product. It comes right through China, right out of China, and right into our country.
Now, the trick there is China, if you say, well, okay, we're not going to allow something to be shipped here from Shanghai. Okay, Chinese, very clever. The Chinese Communist Party. I don't want to indict the Chinese people. They're beautiful. The Chinese Communist Party, so you ship it from Shanghai to Mexico, to Mazatlan or Acapulco or some Mexican port. Then you transship it. You maybe send it to a Chinese-owned huge industrial facility, warehouse in somewhere in Mexico, and let's say you slap on some a made in Mexico label. It wasn't made in Mexico, it was made in Shanghai. And then now, because of Democrat policies, now you're shipping it without the tariff or without restrictions. It's coming from Mexico. No, it's not coming from Mexico. It's coming through Mexico. The president is so sharp. He's on to this. He's going to smoke these rats out.
We will also adopt new rules to stop U.S. companies from pouring investments into China and to stop China from buying up America, allowing all of those investments that clearly serve American interests. We're not going to allow bad things to happen to our country anymore, and we will eliminate federal contracts for any company that outsources to China.
Biden. Wow! Wow! We will eliminate federal contracts. You see, now he's the executive. When he's president, and this is why they can't allow Donald Trump to become the executive, the president of the United States, because that gives him the power. If an American company wants to buy a bunch of crap from China and compel the Chinese people to make it at slave wages under slave conditions, with the Chinese secret police running their lives, the way the American FBI is trying to do to us now. We're getting our own Chinese Communist Party. We're getting our own, we've already got our show trials going on. But the president's saying, as an executive, I can do this. So Boeing, if you subcontract some parts out of China, bang, we're canceling your contract. And Boeing's not maybe not a good best example to use. Use somebody else. But, you know, whoever. Some American company. Not going to happen. You want to make U.S. steel? You make it in Pittsburgh. You make it in America. Beautiful. Let's listen to some more. Now, this is amazing. The man's making stuff like this. Messages like this. Earth-shaking announcements from the future president of the United States. Barring, the only thing that could stop them, the only thing between Donald Trump and resuming the presidency is assassination, political assassination, lawfare assassination, black swan events, black flag events, world war. You pick any of those. And the Democrats are capable of any and all of those at the drop of a hat.
We'll never get the job done. He is weak on China because the corrupt Biden family has received millions and millions of dollars from entities tied to the Chinese Communist Party. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. And, you know, there's a good song from what's the guy's name in New York City. Now we're on a New York City theme. I don't listen to the man's music. I don't have anything by him. But I think his name was Leonard Cohen. And he wrote a song. He has a really low voice. And he goes, everybody knows. That's his refrain in the song. This is what the president just said. Everybody knows. And he has another line in the song that's very good. He says, something. I'll have to go listen to it so I'm more accurate in relaying the lyrics. But is we fought a war, and everybody knows the good guys lost. That's the Cohen line. The good guys lost. Perfect for the current situation.
They try and hide it, and the fake news doesn't want to talk about it. Biden's pro-China economic program puts America last, and it's killing our country. My cutting-edge trade agenda will revitalize our economy by once again putting America first. And by the way, we'll get along very well with China. And you know what the reason is? They'll respect us again like they did just 2 years ago. We will quickly become a manufacturing powerhouse like the world has never seen before. Thank you very much.
All right, that was good. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Rasayana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Rasayana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
When this war is over, it will be better day.
Back, folks. And hey, I'll tell you what, you know, I had that moment of remembering Leonard Cohen and his song Everybody Knows. The president says everybody knows. Everybody knows. Yeah, everybody knows. Now listen to what he's saying. What year was this? Let me see. What year in which he died? Leonard Cohen's dead. Obviously a Jewish guy with the name Cohen. Born in 1934, died in 2016 in L.A. Born in Quebec, Canada. He looks a hell of a lot like Bob Dylan, a.k.a. Robert Zimmerman. And let's see what year was this song written. I'm gonna play you a bit of it, and let's see if there's any kind of an article on the song that tells us when it was written. It's kind of pertinent to when what the song says. He wrote it. He released it in 1988. So here it is. Listen up. This is all so true. This is what's going on right now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded.
Dice are loaded.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
The good guy's lost.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
Fixed.
The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is
the boat's leaking.
Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling that their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets.
Bankrupt.
Everybody wants a box of chocolates in the long stem room. Everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody wants a box of chocolates. What's that? Bread and circuses. So as the ship's going down and, you know, people are, you know, what can I do to make me not see what's going on? Brilliant by Leonard Cohen. Died in 2016 in L.A. That's amazing. You know, I lived in L.A., sort of next to L.A., for so long. And it's amazing how many people, well, New York's like this too. You see them on the street. They end up, wherever they were born, they end up dying in New York or L.A. Oh, we're out of time. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Donald Trump will be back in the Inquisition in the Star Chamber, and we'll cover that here on the Trump Phenomenon tomorrow night. So long for now.
Don't stop believing.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't have
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can